Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. Read by Grace Grant and Deacon Lee with Elizabeth Louise.
Chapter 1. Tate.
Somebody stabbed you in the neck, young lady.
My eyes widen, and I slowly turn toward the elderly gentleman standing at my side. He presses the up button on the elevator and faces me. He smiles and points to my neck.
Your birthmark, he says.
My hand instinctively goes up to my neck, and I touch the dime-sized mark just below my ear.
My grandfather used to say the placement of a birthmark was the story of how a person lost the battle in their past life. I guess you got stabbed in the neck. Bet it was a quick death, though.
I smile, but I can't tell if I should be afraid or entertained. Despite his somewhat morbid opening conversation, he can't be that dangerous. His curved posture and shaky stance give away that he isn't a day less than 80 years old. He takes a few slow steps toward one of two velvet red chairs that are positioned against the wall next to the elevator. He grunts as he sinks into the chair and then looks up at me again.
You going up to floor 18?
My eyes narrow as I process his question. He somehow knows what floor I'm going to, even though this is the first time I've ever set foot in this apartment complex. And it's definitely the first time I've ever laid eyes on this man. Yes, sir, I say cautiously. Do you work here?
I do indeed.
He nods his head toward the elevator, and my eyes move to the illuminated numbers overhead. 11 floors to go before it arrives. I pray it gets here quickly.
I push the button for the elevator, he says. I don't think there's an official title for my position, but I like to refer to myself as a flight captain, considering I do send people as high as 20 stories up in the air.
I smile at his words, since my brother and father are both pilots. How long have you been flight captain of this elevator? I ask as I wait. I swear this is the slowest damn elevator I've ever encountered.
Since I got too old to do maintenance on this building. Worked here 32 years before I became captain. Been sending people on flights now for more than 15 years, I think. Owner gave me a pity job to keep me busy till I died.
He smiles to himself.
What he didn't realize is that God gave me a lot of great things to accomplish in my life, and right now, I'm so far behind I ain't ever gonna die.
I find myself laughing when the elevator doors finally open. I reach down to grab the handle of my suitcase and turn to him one more time before I step inside. What's your name?
Samuel, but call me Cap, he says. Everybody else does.
You got any birthmarks, Cap?
He grins. As a matter of fact, I do. Seems in my past life I was shot right in the ass. Must have bled out.
I smile and bring my hand to my forehead, giving him a proper captain's salute. I step into the elevator and turn around to face the open doors, admiring the extravagance of the lobby. This place seems more like a historic hotel than an apartment complex, with its expansive columns and marble floors. When Corbin said I could stay with him until I found a job, I had no idea he lived like an actual adult. I thought it would be similar to the last time I visited him, right after I graduated from high school. Back when he had first started working toward his pilot's license. That was 4 years and a 2-story sketchy complex ago.